America's coasts churn out conformist pop culture and trends and orthodoxies and political players, but out in the wide open spaces, where the pickup trucks have gun racks and the speed bump is the highest elevation for hundreds of miles, the world looks different.
I saw her standing on her front lawn, just a twirling her baton.
That's right, straight out of Nebraska. Far from the worlds of Gloria Steinem, Oprah, and Lena Dunham, and the feminist rulemakers of the East and West Coasts, Roxane Gay has arrived. This fiction writer and essayist is a bad feminist. That title of her latest book is an example of her attitude and growing body of work. She's got a fresh view of feminism, goes beyond carping about Beyoncé's wealth and questions of name-changing, and whether you might have gender-offensive song lyrics on your playlist. Being from Nebraska, Roxane Gay knows a thing or two about football, she says, and doing things her own way.
Because I'm in the Midwest, I've always had, I think, a different experience with race and with feminism and the kinds of social issues that really drive our culture. I've been able to observe how they work in the cities because I do travel a lot. But then I also get to see how I experience these issues in middle America, where, quite frankly, the majority of people actually live. And being in the Midwest, I think, has really helped shape my perspective and helped me to see some of the complexities of what it means to be anyone, really.
Who do you think you're connecting to right now? All of a sudden, I mean, you've been around for a long time, but, you know, it's like an overnight sensation, right?
Yeah, it's been overwhelming. But I think I'm connecting to women who have historically not felt like they could claim feminism, who have felt the way I often have, that feminism is a bad word and that it's not a compliment when you've been called a feminist. I think creating a space for feminism to be less rigid and more open to the actual lived experiences of women.
You know, bell hooks, a feminist who calls herself a feminist, a very outspoken feminist on this program, when I asked her, you know, what's feminism about in this day and age, she said feminism is about fighting the patriarchy. And if you're not doing that, you're doing little more than just a kind of feel-good Oprah thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very provocative. What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm. I think that she's brilliant. And I think that she's a warrior. And I think she's very provocative. And I think we need provocation. And I don't think that saying feminism can be flawed is being Oprah, let's just embrace everything. And I think people just want to interpret it that way because they don't want to think hard. What does it mean to fight the patriarchy? I think we just say that, and then there are a few examples of what fighting the patriarchy actually looks like. And so I think that's a nice soundbite, but we have to, and this is not about hooks, it's just in general, because she has fought the patriarchy and has done so gallantly for years. But in general, when we say those kinds of things, I think we have to follow it up with specifics, like what can we actually do? What does it mean to fight the patriarchy? And where are we sort of directing our energies?
In the 20th century, feminism and women's rights were really about charting progress. In your writing, I get a sense that it's not so much about some objective sense of progress. It's a more inward kind of thing.
Definitely, because I think a lot of the change that we're going to need to see in our culture does come from within. I think we all have to take a hard look at ourselves and what we do and what we think and why we think in order to really force change in these huge institutions that control us and that shape our world. It starts with us. It really does. And then we continue to look more and more outward to create more change.
Why did you take up the subject of Chris Brown? Why even go near that?
Oh, because he's deeply influential to young women. And there were a lot of young women who were taking to social media saying that they were so enamored by him that they were willing to take a punch. That's heartbreaking. How can I not say something? He's a young man, and I think he's a troubled young man. And I understand why he's troubled. But that's an explanation and not an excuse. And so I was absolutely going to try and raise awareness about why those women should want better for themselves and why we should think critically about Chris Brown, about Sean Penn, about Roman Polanski, about Woody Allen, about all of these famous men who are allowed to get away with very bad things.
What do you make of this football player, Rice, who got a two-game suspension? I mean, the men on sports radio went wild over this, but I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
I thought the Ray Rice situation was ridiculous. Two-game suspension is nothing. And so I struggled with that. I think it's a shame, but I think that Ray Rice is very well positioned and has been well positioned for quite some time. He's part of a very successful system. The NFL is, I think, the only sports league where every team is profitable. And so it's in their best interest to continue to enable this kind of behavior. And so I don't really feel any pity for Ray Rice. Plenty of people get by without millions of dollars. You know, I do feel empathy for his wife.
Right.
And I also, you know, I think that he clearly needs help too. And so I think it's very hard to critique a marriage from the outside. We don't know what's going on in that marriage, but I'm not crying for Ray Rice.
Bad feminist. You love that term?
I do. It started out as a kind of a joke, a tongue-in-cheek thing, but it's kind of taken on a life of its own, and I'm happy with it.
Is this bad means good or just literally bad?
It depends on who you ask.
So your sequel is Sick Feminist, right?
Absolutely. Just Deviant Feminist. Bad.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Family show out the window.
It's a bad feminist is just an honest, like I'm honest about my contradictions and my inconsistencies and that I'm not, you know, always on the right side of every issue, but I care and I'm willing to stand up and say, yes, I am a feminist. And yes, these issues matter. And I'm also willing to look at the range of people who should be served by feminism, which is not just middle-class white women or wealthy white women. It's women of color, it's transgender women, it's working-class women, it's queer women. And so, yeah, I'm a bad feminist and pretty proud of it.
Roxane Gay, writer and author of Bad Feminist. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.